So you all know Jussie Smollett, the infamous race hoaxer.
Okay, a lot to cover. We've got some breaking news. Actor and musician Jussie Smollett from the hit show Empire was attacked and beaten early this morning in Chicago.
Two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
I don't like that it's being put out there in the media that this is a possible hate crime.
And this is America in 2019.
Feels impossible to not feel this way right now with the president and the vice president, Mike Pence, who like wishes I couldn't be married. Let's just be clear. Connect the dots. This is what happens. If you are in a position of power and you hate people and you want to cause suffering to them, you go through the trouble. You spend your career trying to cause suffering. What do you think is going to happen?
It's crazy because to me, this is like domestic terrorism.
What's terrible is I feel like we're living in the 60s and the 50s again. You want to build a wall for somebody, build a wall for some of the white nationalists and supremacists in this country and keep them out because, you know, they making racism okay again.
Jussie is love. That's who he is. And that's all he knows. So in this situation, hate won't win. Mm-hmm. It will not.
Well, his story is back in the news again because the two people who helped him commit that hoax are coming forward to give a play-by-play of what happened that very night. Let's get into it. All right, guys, before we watch this somehow hilarious video, I want you guys to sign up for my email and newsletter by going in the link in the description down below. Those of you who sign up will be entered into a little giveaway where we're giving away 10 of these unapologetic PragerU mugs. Also, some stickers with my face on it if you guys want that, and you'll also get a personal letter from me. So if you're chosen, you'll get that mug, the sticker, and a personal letter from me. So sign up for my email list. Now, without further ado, let's watch this video of the two Jussie Smollett hoax perpetrators coming forward to tell their story on Fox Nation.
They took our beautiful bench. This is where we waited for Jussie to come before we attacked them. So we got here with 10 minutes to spare, and we had to plan our escape route to survey the land. His building is actually right here, right above the stairs that we're going to attack him at.
I'm already so sorry for smiling and laughing at this. It's just so weird that you're willing to go on the news as two people who did something so heinous and you're like, yeah, we had to come down here and survey the land. Like you're talking about some heist that you've pulled off. Oh my goodness. Also, they're giving a bad look to Nigerians already. I'm a Nigerian myself. We get the rep of being scammers.
These greedy scammers are slicker than ever.
And there's no two greater Nigerian scammers than these two men who committed this hoax. So shame on them for perpetuating a stereotype.
We made sure we got there at 2 a.m. sharp.
On the dot.
On the dot. We had no phones because he did not want us to bring any phones. He said, so we don't lose them. I don't know if that's really the reason, but you can deduce your own reason. So 2 a.m., he was nowhere to be found.
Oh, gosh.
He was not there. So we were like, damn, what do we do? We didn't have no way of contacting him. He had no way of contacting us. So we waited here for about, what, four minutes?
It was about four minutes. But it felt like forever.
Because it was cold as balls.
Cannot believe this is real. I'm watching this and thinking this has to be a comedy skit. There's no way these two men are A, willing to do this in the first place, B, willing to then go through all the legal turmoil, show up on the news, and then recount the tale in this sort of animated comedic way. I have no wonders will never cease. This is clown world. This is clown world if we've ever been in it before.
My eye, and I was like, okay, that's him. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's him. That's him. Is that him?
That's that nigga.
Stand there.
Get that nigga.
Oh, he's moving fast. Come on, let's get him.
Get that nigga.
Let's get him. As we cross the street, we say hey to get his attention.
Hey, Nick.
Hey. He turned around, looked at us, and that's when we started yelling the famous slurs he wanted us to yell.
They remind me of the wet bandits from Home Alone. Never! like no IQ, it seems, just willing to go along. And what, they didn't get paid that much for this hoax. So really, Jussie Smollett scammed the Nigerians. So Jussie, an American, scammed the Nigerians, and then the Nigerians scammed us. This is so unbelievable. No wonder they went along with this plan so easily. From what I'm hearing from them, there's not much intellect running between the two of these men.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Oh, God.
That empire.
Empire fat nick. It's MAGA country.
It's MAGA country. He said,
what did you say to me? And then that's when I threw the first punch at him. I held the blow because I didn't want to hurt him, of course. So I made it look real, but I held it. Then we started tussling, moving around, and then I threw him to the ground. He wanted it to look like he fought back. That was very important for him because he said, hey, don't just beat my ass. Make it look like I'm fighting back and whatnot. So we did that, and then I threw him to the ground. And while after I threw him to the ground, he had no bruise. I wanted it to look more real.
Sure, so of course, of course.
To the ground, after I threw him to the ground, I used my knuckle and gave him a noogie. So I went like this.
Oh my God. Good. Just juxtapose this with how much the entire world freaked out when they heard this story. I mean, you guys saw the little highlight reel we showed you. There was so much more than that. People on the news crying. Ellen Page on Stephen Colbert crying her eyes out over what happened to Jussie Smollett. And just to think that this is what was happening on the back end, that these three babbling idiots were the one who were pulling off this massive hoax to trick all of this country, it just blows my mind. This is why you need to properly vet things before you engage with your outrage. Anger is easy. It happens quickly. Let it subside.
What we have to refrain from doing right now is overreacting.
And think about things before you go live on air and start talking about how this is a modern day lynching, as we heard from Kamala Harris. It's just unbelievable to think that this is what was happening, but this is what we're incentivizing. When you allow people and you tell them that victimhood is currency and they should be allowed to identify by that victimhood, and in fact it gives you social status and class and it makes people want to hear what you have to say, guess what? People are going to try and find more ways to be a victim. And Jussie Smollett already had it all, if that's how we want to look at success in America. He was a very well-known actor in a prominent show within Black culture, and he was already a rising star. But instead of just engaging with the world on his own merit, doing what he could with his own acting skills, seeing how far he could get in Hollywood, he said, no, I want to take an easier route. I want to victimize myself and hire two guys to be the perpetrators of a vicious racial attack on me, and that's how I'll climb the ladder, and I'll get there faster. And it would have worked if it weren't for those two meddling Nigerians.
And it would have been mine if it hadn't been for those meddling kids.
Give him a mark to make it look real, like he really did get his ass beat. After I did that, I fake kicked him. I don't know what he was doing. I wasn't paying attention.
That's where I came around with the bleach, the infamous bleach.
The infamous bleach.
Hot sauce bottle, poured it on his shirt. Then I finally put the rope around his face. I did not put it around his neck. I just placed it on his face.
What? Who got them to reenact this? Not the running. Not the running. Not the scene from Incredibles. This. You can just tell there's somebody behind the camera, like, directing them, saying, no, I want you to act it out. Do exactly what you did. And here they are, like, okay, we always do whatever anybody tells us to do. That's what we did for Jussie, so why not go ahead and do it for the news? And, you know, I'm laughing at this because this is inherently funny. Like, there's no way you can watch this and not find this funny. But overall, it's not the funniest thing in the world, because these people got together, these three individuals worked together to perpetuate a narrative that this country is systemically racist. Think about the things that these two Black men were saying to Jussie Smollett, calling him the N-word, saying this is MAGA country, putting a noose around his head rather than his neck, which I guess is neither here nor there at this point. But they're doing all of this to push the narrative to you that they are part of a victimized, marginalized group. And the fact that they had to go and create this hoax shows how well we're doing as a country, shows how much progress we have made. Because Jussie Smollett couldn't get two white people to go and do this to him in the street in what would be an actual attack fueled by racist hatred. He couldn't do that. He had to hire two other black people to do the same for him. And now here we are, way after this, watching this Anatomy of a Hoax with Jussie Smollett on Fox News, where the two ditzy perpetrators come forward and tell their version of this stupid race hoax that we all got to watch play out. No more crying. And people went real quiet about Jussie Smollett after the real news came out. Nobody retracted their original statements. Nobody came forward and said, you know what, I'm sorry that I used that story and the anger that I felt to push a narrative, not just on black people, but on white people and really on all of America, and frame this country as something that it's not. There was no retractions. There were no sorries. Now we just get these two guys reenacting what they did on the news. Guys, leave a comment down below about how you felt watching this, because it just blew my mind. I watched this and thought, this is not real. There's no way this really aired on the news. There's no way these are the two guys who actually did this. This is a skit. Somebody put this together and had them act it out. But another day in clown world. Truth is stranger than fiction. And my mind never ceases to be blown by the news that we see on a day-to-day basis. And I honestly can't wait to see what's next. Maybe next we're going to hear from the guy who tied the rope in Bubba Wallace's NASCAR garage. Although I have a feeling that was Bubba Wallace. So we'll keep an eye out for that update. Guys, leave a comment down below on your thoughts. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we post a video for you guys. I think I'm going to go watch this video again. So I'm just going to watch this for the rest of the day. Bye, guys.